Givamris Perktesvav Mishnehei. Achas Umeres Meis V'Achas Umeres Lo Meis. Two Tsaras, both married to the same man. They come from Medinas Hayam, like the Rav points out. One says that their husband died, and one of them say that the husband didn't die. Zosha Umeres Meis Tinase V'Titol Ksuvasa. The one that says that her husband died, she can go and remarry, and she would take her ksuva. Like we said in the previous Mishnayos, once she's believed to say that her husband died, she's also believed regarding the ramifications of taking her ksuva. V'zosha Umeres Lo Meis. And the tsara that said that he didn't die, she can't get remarried, and she also does not take her ksuva. Now the reason that her counterpart, the other tsara, is allowed to get remarried, aren't we afraid that maybe it's not true, maybe he is alive? So Teretz is that since they're tsaras to each other, they're puzzle for edus from one to the other, and we see according to the Tanna Kamma, that even if they're totally contradicting each other, it doesn't matter. Once we allow the woman that says that he's dead, we believe her, and we pay no attention to the one that says he's alive. Now, Lagabi, the one that says she's alive, since she's assuring herself to remarry because she's saying that he's alive, she herself, Klapi herself, can't marry anybody else. And the reason she's not believed is because, like we said, she's puzzle for Aedis, and that's because we're also assuming that she's going to lie in order to trick the other woman, the counterpart, that she should go get remarried, and then her husband will come back. Mishnah continues, Achas Umeres Meis v'Achas Umeres Nerag. What if they're both saying that the guy's dead, but one is saying that he just died, and one is saying he was murdered? So they're contradicting each other, but the outcome is the same, and the halachic ramifications would be the same, but they're still contradicting each other. Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Ho, Machisha, Zoazu, Hare, Elu, Lo Yinosu. Since they're contradicting each other, both of them cannot get remarried, even though that they're tsaras. And also, the Gemara points out that obviously Rabbi Meir disagrees with the case that we just said in the beginning of the Mishnah, where they're totally contradicting each other. Here, they're both agreeing that the guy's dead, but they're contradicting as far as how he died. But in both cases, Rabbi Meir would argue, and the Chiddush here is that even though they're just contradicting Lagabe how the guy was killed, or whether he was killed or just died, nevertheless, the fact that one of the women said that he's alive, we do not allow the woman that said that he's dead to remarry, even though it's just the tsara that's contradicting her. We still are choshesh according to Reb Meir, and they can't get remarried. Reb Yudav Reb Shimon Oimrim, holzo v'zo modus she'en kayim, since both of the women are agreeing that he's not around, yinosu. They can both get remarried, because we hold, and the Mefarshim point out that this is the halachas like, not only this case, but even in the beginning of the Mishnah, where they're totally contradicting each other, we would believe the one that says he's dead. Here, they're both saying that he's dead, so we believe them both, and they can both get remarried. Eid Omer Meis, Eid Omer Lo Meis. So now, this is not Tsaras, these are just regular Eidim. One says he's dead, and one said he's alive. So they're contradicting each other. Or, Ish Omer Meis, Ish Omer Lo Meis. Or somebody that's not kosher l'Eidus. They're not Tsaras, they're just a regular woman. That's not kosher to be an Eid. One woman says that this lady's husband is dead, and another woman says that this lady's husband is alive. Harezo lo sinasi. In this case, she shouldn't get married. Not only that, it sounds like if she gets married, she should even leave that marriage. Why? Because in this case, it's not like the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, where based in Paskin that she can get remarried, and there was already a psak, and then somebody came along and contradicted. There we said lechatchila shouldn't get remarried, but if she gets married, she can stay married. Here the case is a little different. Tesisantu points this out, b'shein the Rambam, that in this case, even if she got remarried, she would have to leave. Because in this case, it wasn't Paskin yet, and there's a contradiction, and when there's a contradiction like that, it sounds like even Bidiyevid, if she would go and marry somebody now, they would make her get divorced from him.